things are for people's seeming abhorrence of the touching of rubbish, and do you think there's a way of changing people's perception of that?
No, changing people's perception would require a change in the way we deal with our waste, like changing our way of living. Because what we're doing here, basically, each one of us, is that when we send the waste out of our homes, I mean, of course, that has changed over the years, and we have kind of unlearned a lot of the old good things that we used to do as, you know, to manage our waste. Now, the kind of plastic culture that we live in, that transformation, we've been very quick to kind of adopt that culture, disposable culture. And that has kind of not kind of, we've not really had the chance to deal with it. And we just kind of, we're taking in so much, consuming so much, and then there's a kind of disconnect. So when we talk about waste in a place like this, this is an affluent neighborhood in that sense, you know, it's a middle class, upper middle class neighborhood. We talk about waste. The first thing people blame the problem of waste is on the corporation, the government. You know, they're not dealing with it. Never that we don't segregate our waste at home. We do not take the initiative to make sure that waste is not mixed when we send it out. That's what is actually creating the problem. Nobody wants to, they just want it out of the site. Like, and then the bins are overflowing. Oh, the bins are overflowing. Take that out of here. But where is it going? It's going into a landfill, into a water body. Because one of our big landfills is inside a marshland, in a wetland, actually. So there are not these questions asked. So it's like this disconnect has happened. So I think that's the primary issue. And then it's also this kind of a, I don't know what, it is just this skewed understanding of what is social equity, you know, equality. When you talk about social equality, it's like when you see a landfill worker, it's like you're just looking at the conditions of work, which is, of course, you know, that has to be changed, the way they work, not the right way to go. But then there's no, beyond just raising that as an issue, there's no solutions provided. That's how the corporation also pretty much thinks. Like, oh, we're just going to remove them, they will deal with it. So that transition is, how do you, you know, you have to, as a government body, you're supposed to also, you have a social responsibility for rehabilitation if you're looking at just removing them from the waste. So yeah, there's this conflicting kind of, and just that cultural understanding, social understanding, and caste, of course, is a big thing.